Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. After months of discussion, the San Antonio Bexar County Metropolitan Planning Organization recently voted to expand its membership to include five cities and counties plus two local transportation groups. The vote now brings the 19-member board to 21. Bernie, New Braunfels, Seguin, and Comal and Guadalupe counties will each get one seat. The decision to pursue expansion started more than a year ago after the census data shows that New Braunfels is now part of San Antonio's urbanized area and should be part of the local MPO. So what does this mean for transportation for the future of San Antonio? And are we growing beyond Bexar County into a mega metropolitan area? We want to hear from you. What does this mean for transportation? If you got a question or suggestion about regional transportation and planning along those areas, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. And with us to talk about these changes and what's in the wind of the MPO, Bexar County Commissioner Kevin Wolf, and also on the phone, we've got Chris Riley. She's the mayor of Leon Valley. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So let me ask you, Commissioner Wolf, what happened? How big are we? Have we gotten now that we've grown and we've taken into, is this a good thing?
You know, it's a great thing. And I will tell you, it's probably one of the biggest things that we have done from a transportation standpoint in the last 20 or 30 years. Effectively, what we've done by expanding our MPO is we've moved ourselves in the state from the number 4 MPO to the number 3. And that will mean literally hundreds of millions of dollars over the next 10, 15, 20 years in infrastructure in our particular area. But more importantly, we worked, and it took almost a year and a half to really work with the outlying counties and the cities and the city of San Antonio and Bexar County to try to figure out how to bring us together. And Mayor Riley was our chair of the subgroup, and she and others just did an outstanding job.
So Mayor Riley is the mayor of Leon Valley. In San Antonio, as the city, is huge, and is there a concern that they're going to suck up all the oxygen and not really take care of the municipalities like yours?
Well, not really, because we do have representation on the MPO. I am the representative for all of the suburban mayors. It's called the Greater Bexar County Council of Cities. And so, yes, we've had a voice. In fact, our last call for projects, which was a couple of years ago, we really got the word out to the suburban cities, and six suburban cities were funded through the MPO. So we are a strong group, and we are one of many, but we want to work together as a regional transportation board, which we're doing.
So your word to these Seguin and New Braunfels and these other communities that are now joining the MPO is not to worry that San Antonio is going to monopolize the attention, that this really is going to be a shared experience, and we're going to be thinking about this regionally, not just what's best for San Antonio.
I greatly agree with that. You bet. I think we have to still submit our projects, but the MPO's process of submitting projects is very fair. It's a point system, and then you have a local match as well. So you look at all of the different factors, and hopefully the projects that are needed will float to the top. And of course, transit is also included in that as well.
So we also have a regional mobility authority. What is the difference between Commissioner Wolf, the regional mobility authority, and the MPO?
Yeah, these can get really confusing. The MPO is a federally mandated body that is really responsible for trying to put in state, local, and federal funds into all different types of transportation. Whereas the RMA was created about 7 or 8 years ago here in the state, and its primary purpose is to determine where and how toll transportation should take place. Now, they can do some other transportation-related infrastructure, but it's primarily based on toll. So the RMA, as an entity, is actually one of the board members on the MPO.
So the RMA has a seat at the table at the MPO.
You got it.
You know, when they say that either if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
That's right.
And so it's real important to get these communities, all these players that we have around us, talking together and having some voice and having a vote in trying to say, this is how we're got to think about the future, because you don't want to be cut out.
Yeah, well, it really is. And that was what was really important to us as a subcommittee when we visited with the outlying counties and the other cities, is that they would feel that they do have a vote and they do have a seat at the table and will be treated fairly. And I know that's certainly what the current MPO board wants to do, and hopefully they'll continue to do that going forward.
So, Mayor Riley, over at Leon Valley, what is it that y'all want the MPO to be doing? To what needs to happen?
Well, I think you've addressed it. We're looking at our transportation in a regional basis now. And we have little parts to it, but we all need to work together to improve congestion and air quality and, reduce the congestion that we talked about. But we again looking at it at a regional perspective, and as Commissioner Wolf said, with the larger entity, we will get more federal dollars now, and so there hopefully will be more. We still are going to be trying to vie for those dollars, but I think it'll make us a better MPO in the long run.
You wanted to add to that?
Yeah, it's amazing, but roadways, transportation lanes, et cetera, they don't really understand or care about political boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so when you can pull those different political boundaries together and really get them to understand that this is about connecting all of us and not about just your particular area, that's when you really accomplish things and are able to help each other out.
But as we talk regionally and people are being spread out, and we have people who live in New Braunfels and Seguin and who come to San Antonio, and people who live in San Antonio go out to those cities to work and to live and enjoy. I mean, getting them back and forth smoothly is that's a challenge.
And it's vitally important. It's been said that our 1,000 people a day are moving into the state of Texas, and in San Antonio, Bexar County, Comal County, New Braunfels, Seguin, all those are some of the primary areas that people are moving to. In fact, in the last 10 years, Comal and Guadalupe together have grown over 150%. So, I mean, this is where a lot of people are coming, and it's imperative that we have the basic infrastructure in place in order to move those folks around, because that is what the ultimate economy around here will depend on, is if we can move efficiently between each other and make our businesses work.
And so, Mayor Riley, what are your concerns as transportation moving forward with the city of Leon Valley? I mean, are you worried that the city will be cut out, that there won't be an off ramp, or what are your concerns, real quick?
Well, I guess we're all concerned about the money and where the federal dollars are coming from, and I think that we can solve it. I think we need to partner with other, like, for instance, Leon Valley is surrounded by the city of San Antonio. So if we could partner with the city of San Antonio on some projects to, again, get a bigger bang for our dollars. So, and we've got, 19 or 20 suburban cities. So if we all, do something similar, I think we could create, a bigger bang for the buck.
We're going to continue this conversation. We want to hear from our listeners. Call in. The number is 614-8980. What do you want to see happen with regional transportation in the San Antonio Bexar County metropolitan area? The Source continues after this break. Stay tuned.
Good afternoon. It's 3:45. I'm Steve Short. There is a major accident causing delays. It's located southbound Highway 281 at Loop 410 on the north side.
KSTX traffic is made possible by rentatoyotasanantonio.com.
It's going to be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 74. It'll be partly sunny on Thursday with a high near 91. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 89 degrees in San Antonio.
KSTX continues to focus on the best of local, national, and international news. Your business relies on the most up-to-date factual information available, and we rely on you. Together, motivated by our principles of social commitment and civic responsibility, we build a stronger sense of community around us. The Texas Public Radio Fall Membership Campaign will soon begin. Please consider joining or renewing your business or professional membership at tpr.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the MPO, taking sure, you know, this, we're just growing incredibly here in this region. And the MPO, their job is to make sure we've got plans to deal with that growth so that suddenly we don't have these, you know, we've seen it in the past in San Antonio where we have highways and these interchanges. There's no on-ramp, no off-ramp, and people say, what were they thinking? We don't want that to happen anymore because it's so expensive to fix after everything, and so nerve-wracking to fix after the fact, you know, 1604, 281, don't want to.
Absolutely.
You know, so we don't want those. We don't, no more of those, right?
We are trying desperately, and I represent both those areas, so I live and breathe it every day.
That's why we got to have things like MPOs.
You got it.
This stuff out. So with me in the studio to talk about, we've got Commissioner Kevin Wolf, and also on the phone, we've got Mayor Chris Riley. She's the mayor of Leon Valley. So mass transit. Why can't we have, are we thinking about mass transit? We've got VIA now, and VIA is on the MPO. They've lost a seat. Now they have one seat on the MPO now, right?
Well, yes, they have one seat as VIA, but they are also something called the ATD Board, Advanced Transportation District. They're the same board.
Which we pay a sales tax to.
You got it. And they have a seat on the MPO board as well. So it's actually the same entity with two different names and two operating functions. But you mentioned mass transportation, and that's something to keep in mind about the MPO as a whole. It is for all transportation. While certainly people think of highways and roads initially, it includes mass transportation, it includes rail, it includes biking. So all of those things are what we take into account at the MPO and try to plan effectively for.
So biking as in having bike lanes.
You got it.
And having some way of telling people to be respectful of bikers.
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't it be cool if we could bike to work on beautiful days like today?
It would be. It'd be great. And we're actually doing more and more of that than we ever have in the past. And one of the reasons for that is because we bring all those things to the MPO and try to put them into our short and long range plans to really look to the future to answer those growth things that are taking place.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Chrissy is on the line. Chrissy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I was just wondering, do we have sufficient coverage of the area that we have already? Like, I know there are several areas in San Antonio that you cannot get bus transit to, and Helotes is lacking transportation. Are we watering down our abilities by going to the Seguin and New Braunfels area and adding them to our what's already a pretty heavy load?
All right, Chrissy, great question. Let's let Commissioner Wolf take that on.
Chrissy, it is a great question and a vital concern. Actually, what takes place with mass transportation outside of San Antonio and in the very urban areas of the unincorporated area of Bexar County is something called another acronym, ACOG, Alamo Area Council of Governments, that actually runs.
They were on it. They were on MPO, but now they're off it.
Correct. Correct.
Are they on the menu?
They're on the menu, yes, and I'm the chair of ACOG as well. And so they actually run the rural mass transportation pieces that take place in places like a Seguin or in New Braunfels. But to tell you quite honestly, all of our transportation initiatives are dramatically underfunded, whether they're mass transportation, whether it's regular infrastructure for highways, et cetera. And that is one of the other reasons that it is so important for all of these local entities to work closely together and kind of pool our funds, because at the end of the day, we really don't have enough to answer the needs that are out there.
All right, and so let me ask you, Mayor Riley at Leon Valley, do you feel like you're being served with mass transit? Can I catch a bus in Leon Valley?
I tell you, I'm really excited about mass transit in Leon Valley. The reason Helotes does not have mass transportation service is because you have to pay a half a cent of your sales tax into VIA in order to get service. And Helotes had that many, many years, and then they decided not to drop out of the service. So that's why they don't go to Helotes. But Leon Valley, on the other hand, we are firm believers in mass transit. about 4 or 5 years ago, right when I got on the MPO board, Bandera Road was slated for toll road, an elevated toll road at that, and the citizens came together and decided that, you know, we didn't want that option, but we also say, well, you don't want to be against something, you want to be for something. So we partnered with VIA back in 2008-2009, and we said we'd like to be an extension to the bus rapid transit, which has just been established this past year along Fredericksburg Road. So on November 4th of this year, through a federal grant, Leon Valley will now be connected by the bus rapid transit, so our citizens can take, and a lot of them live in Leon Valley but work in the medical center, so they can take the bus to the medical center, and then you can transfer to UTSA or you can go downtown. And so we're very excited about that additional transportation option, and it saves our citizens money, you know, with their gas, and also it helps with our air quality.
All right, we got a question from online. It's someone who says they drive the eastern portion of I-10 and Loop 410, and are there any discussions to improve the capacity and flow of traffic out there?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there both I-10 and the entire 1604 corridor all the way down to Highway 90 is in the plan for massive improvements. In fact, you're seeing some of that on I-10 right now, where they're adding a lane from Huebner all the way out to 1604. We've also allocated funding to extend the highway portion of 1604 at Bandera Road all the way down to, currently it's funded all the way down to Petrenko, and work is already starting on that. And for those folks that have to traverse that area out there, they know how crowded it gets around 151 Bandera Road, etc. So yeah, all of those are part of the MPO. Really, they're in the short range plan as well as our long range plan.
Bexar County is seeing a lot of growth outside of the city limits of San Antonio. It seems like this growth is not coordinated. It's not planned. It is just it's improvisational. I mean, how are we supposed to be able to figure out and spend money on and invest these huge millions and billions of dollars for roads and stuff if we don't know what the developers are going to do in 10, 15 years?
You have brought up what I see as the largest long-range problem that Bexar County faces, and that is really uncontrolled growth in the unincorporated area. About 10 years ago, the city really stopped annexing because legislation changed, and it's not as easy to annex as it once was.
And it's a concern about being able to provide the services
you got
that
it.
You say you're going to provide.
That's right.
And now you
them.
Really got to do it.
Now you really got to do it. And so instead of annexing, that has stopped. Well, that doesn't stop growth. But the counties, we have little to no land use authority. So what happens is once you're building in the county, and my precinct alone in the last 10 years has grown 85% in the unincorporated area. That's all those new neighborhoods you see either out Stone Oak and then all the stuff out 151, which is another precinct. All of that is new growth in the unincorporated area that has zero to no planning around it, with the exception of trying to make sure we build the infrastructure from a roadway standpoint.
So what do you end up with, a lot of top-shelf colonias?
Well, I tell you, this is here's a preview. I think you may remember a year or so ago, a neighborhood by the name of Camelot was on the news. And it's an island of unincorporated area surrounded by the city of San Antonio and Windcrest. And counties don't provide trash pickup. They don't have, any sort of, like I said, land use controls. And so,
and you've got the sheriff's department is already at the limit trying
to
provide law enforcement.
And there's no fire. So when you look at all these growth areas that are shiny and new today, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they could very well be the Camelots of tomorrow if we're not real careful.
All right, let's go back to the phones. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I appreciate the show. I live out in Bernie and commute in San Antonio on a daily basis. And, of course, I-10 coming out past 1604 was ripped up for about 3 years and made traffic a nightmare. And we all hoped for better things. And yet when it was done, it was still two lanes. And all we got was another exit ramp for the castles up there in the Dominion.
Yeah, I was mystified by all that. I had no idea what they were trying to accomplish.
They had room for three lanes each way, but it didn't happen. Seemed like a great waste of money, and we still have tremendous congestion. But moreover, as this metropolitan area expands at the ridiculous rate that it is, and no sign of stopping, now is the time to put in mass transit. Now, I'm talking about light rail, something that, like they do in European large metropolitan areas, light rail from Bernie, stopping at Fair Oak, stopping at 1604, going into downtown, going out to New Braunfels, going to Seguin. But is there any hope in the world of that ever happening?
All right, Robert, let's get an answer from, and I'm sure I'm waiting to hear the answer here. Commissioner.
Okay, the good news is it's actually being looked at. In fact, one of the first rail lines that was in our region ran right through up Fredericksburg Road all the way out through Leon Springs and into Bernie. And TxDOT currently owns the vast majority of that right-of-way, starting from Leon Springs going all the way downtown San Antonio. And we are looking at not necessarily light rail, but what we're calling rail reuse, because the biggest expense behind rail is the buying of the land and the right-of-way.
Right, so we got to get that. Union Pacific to cut around San Antonio and use the rail that's here, the rails that's now blocking the traffic for me when I want to pick up my daughter from school.
You got it. And all of that is stuff we are looking at and taking into account. Again, I will tell you, it's real difficult to find the money, but
this is the future. This has got to happen. We've got to figure out what's the smart way to do this. I would definitely want to thank on the phone we had Chris Riley. She's the mayor of Leon Valley. Thanks for joining us
with this
conversation. Also in the studio, we've got Commissioner Kevin Wolf. Thank you so much for what you're doing for
Anytime.
The Bexar County. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.
Tomorrow on The Source. With Rick Perry out of the picture, for the first time since 1990, Texas will not have an incumbent running for governor. But will that make a difference at the polls? The governor's race is shaping up to be a contest between Republican State Attorney General Greg Abbott and State Senator Democrat Wendy Davis. But what issues do you want to see to drive this race? We're going to take your calls and emails. Join us for The Source tomorrow afternoon at 3 on KSTX.
Malcolm Gladwell, and what it means to be an underdog. Next time on Marketplace, from APM.
You can hear Marketplace this evening at 6:30 on News and Views at 89.1 KSTX.
AIA San Antonio presents their 16th annual Homes Tour, featuring six custom homes in Lavaca, Alamo Heights, and Terrell Hills on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets at all HEBs, Central Market, the Twig Bookshop, and at AIASA.org. This nonprofit message was underwritten by Lake Flato Architects. There are many ways to support KSTX, including vehicle donation. It's so easy. Find out how to donate an unwanted car, truck, or boat at tpr.org.
This is KSTX, San Antonio. Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock.